Amazon passed on Newark as a location for its new headquarters, but Baraka says the consideration was a major victory and believes opponents were wrong-headed for being skeptical.
We are courting even a small measure of those 50,000 direct jobs or the 70 to 110,000 indirect jobs. It's a privileged position to say we reject jobs because we refuse to even have talks with Amazon. When our people are unemployed, we have no right to walk away from a deal like that.
Even without Amazon, Baraka says unemployment among city residents is at a 50-year low. Still, he believes future companies that invest in Newark need to think local.
If you have not hired Newark employees, then you are missing the boat. If you are not spending money with local businesses, then your use in our town is waning. We need you to be a part of Newark. We don't need you to benefit from Newark. We need you to be a part of Newark's growth.
Several initiatives introduced into Newark schools during the Baraka administration has high school graduation rates up, with more of those students enrolling in college. But Baraka says minorities still face a disadvantage.
They're being left behind systemically and purposefully. We can no longer be satisfied with the one or two tokens we have in the AP classes, or the one or two in the pre-college programs, or the 10 that you allow to go to magnet schools, or the three that goes are in honors tracks, and the list can go on and on and on and on.
Baraka touts that there's cranes building new projects through investments in every city ward, and says development with smart budgeting has the city on the road to recovery.
We're building our city because our children need jobs, because our babies are being killed, because people are impoverished, because they don't have opportunity to access to health care and education. We build our city because we have no damn choice to do anything else.
In Newark, I'm Hank Santos, WBGO News.